real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
First of all, I want to go to Paul. Paul, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
Noel, how are you?
Now, Paul, before we start and say anything,
yeah.
I know you.
Well, I know you, Mr. Woods.
Mr. Woods, and I'm going to explain it in a second. Paul, when I was a young whippersnapper working as a DJ in Rumours nightclub,
and I
was the mixer, so they used to call me Ken Woods.
Ken Woods,
And you were working in McGrath's, if I remember rightly.
Copperface Jackson. Yeah. 4 years.
Yeah. There. I remember you, Paul, well.
You were on the big money.
And I was just saying to Aisling, when this fella was a young fella, because you were only a young fella, you were only a whippersnapper. When you were a young fella, you had all the girls chasing, you were a good looking lad, you were like something out of a boy band.
I'm 33 years DJing. 33 years. I actually stopped DJing recently because I got tinnitus in years from the dance music.
Did you?
I think it was too many nights in Temple Theatre, the pods.
Yeah, well, they were loud venues. They had big sound systems, yeah.
Well, I know something was up, Noel, when the manager started coming up asking me to turn it down because they couldn't hear the orders behind the bar.
Well, see, here was the trick, right? When I was DJing for the 25, 30 years that I did it, I always wore bare headphones, and they're headphones that cover your whole ears, right? So literally, I only heard what was coming through the headphones. And I know a lot of the lads that used to use the smaller little headphones ended up with hearing problems, because in those days, of course, and still probably to this day, nightclubs, you know, you're 120 decibels. You'd go home at night and you'd be lying on the pillow and you'd hear, that's all you'd hear.
Jeremy Dixon used to do the lights for me in Night Owls and Renalith.
Oh, that was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, he used to do the lights. Pressing the little piano lights beside me in the DJ box, and he'd be shouting at me, asking me, can I turn down the monitors in the DJ box because they weren't too loud. And I don't know how many amplifiers I blew in nightclubs.
So how many years are you doing? 33 years, are you still doing
this? I started with Andy Preston, 1987.
Yeah.
And we both worked on Radio Dublin before Eamon Cook was a paedophile.
And, well, I think Eamon Cook was always a paedophile, but go on.
Yeah, I thought that as well, yeah. And then we moved on from there. I think I was on 22 radio stations, private radio stations over the years. And then I opened up Galaxy FM, which was the dance station.
go on.
Galaxy and Storm, and I started running an advertisement for Planet Love in Fairy House.
So are you still DJing now?
No, I took a back seat. I decided to get into astrophotography because I live up near the mountains.
Right, so this is why you're on the air tonight. Now, let's come to the astrophotography and why you're on the air tonight. Now, you rang Aisling yesterday because you said there's an unidentified object in the sky. Now, I've looked at the pictures and it looks very clear. It looks like a planet of some description, right?
Yeah.
Rather than a star. So, now, what did you take that photograph with?
I'm using a Canon Ligria G40. I watch YouTube videos of guys that use the same camera to follow different stars, and you can zoom into the craters of the moon. We're not watching NASA video anymore. We're not talking a conspiracy theory. You can see this tonight.
Okay, I went out to have a look. Myself and Aisling went out there about an hour ago to have a look because it's a fairly dark night. It's not too cloudy tonight, right?
It's gone now.
Oh, it's gone because we couldn't see it. Because you were saying it's near Orion's Belt, which is the three little dots.
Anybody that was on the Nice Road tonight heading toward Kildare, looked out the left, they'll see it. Clear as anything from half past.
Now what size is it? Because in the photographs, I'm guessing it's like the size of the moon. Is it about the size of the moon? No.
Well, how I usually judge things, Noel, is I have a special lens that I put onto the camera that I bought from Japan, except I'm not using it with this star because it's so close. You can see it's the fourth star that came out tonight, and it's been out all week.
But it doesn't look like a star. There's no kind of flames or anything coming out of it. It looks like a planet.
It's not even spinning. And anybody that looked up tonight at the sky would have seen it. It's been out. It was out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and tonight.
So when did you first spot it?
I was out the back of the house, and the moon was coming across, and it was clear for the last couple of nights. And I'm watching all these, I'm following all these airplanes spraying just let's say, argument's sake.
Don't get into the chemtrails thing now, because then I'll start losing interest in you, Paul.
No, I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you, we won't call it that. But what I would advise people to do after they listen to this tonight is go into Harvard University and read the report from about Operation Solar Shield.
Okay, right. Let's not get into chemtrails. Right? Nice. I'm not going down that road. Let's stick to what we're talking about. So you spotted it. Now, I've often, on a kind of sunny evening, right, say in the summer, you will often see the sun, the moon, and Venus in the same sky, right. if you look carefully, right?
This is not Venus, because Venus has moons. You can go in and study this. Venus has its own moons traveling with it. It's not Mercury because of the science. If you can put it up onto your website, just for people to see what I'm... I zoomed in.
Well, I get Aisling to put one of the... Can you put one of the pictures up on Twitter there, Aisling? Yeah, okay.
Just to have a look at it, because if there's an expert that can come on the radio tonight and tell me exactly what it is. Remember, I rang Astronomy Ireland.
And what did they say? And what did they say to you?
They said it's Venus. I said, are you sure about that? Because I'm using different star charts, like Starwalk is an app for an iPad. You point that to the sky, any part of the sky, it shows you every single star that's in the sky. It doesn't show you this.
Yeah, because it works on GPS and it knows the angle your camera's at, so it knows exactly where you're pointed at, yeah.
Go into Google and Google Venus. Go in and Google Mercury. This is what she's telling me on the phone yesterday up in Blanchardstown. The markings on this is nothing like Venus or Mercury, right? And, you know, we are like a planet flying through space, so this has been getting closer, because when I zoom in with the camera, Niall, when I'm zooming in, it seems to be getting closer for the last couple of nights.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of Venus here, and the picture you've put up looks nothing like what Venus looks like. That picture of Venus is what I'm familiar with, that you will see on certain days, although it's quite faint. You will see it on certain morning or evenings. Yeah.
But nobody's speaking of it. Not one person has spoken about it. So I said I'll bring it to your show, because, you know, like stuff like that.
I do, yeah. It's unusual. And I'm looking at it here, and it's odd looking. It does kind of have craters on it.
Yeah.
Well, they look like craters, or maybe they're kind of clouds or something.
I recorded it for about an hour tonight onto the...
I saw the video, I saw the video you sent her, Aisling, earlier on. Yeah.
And you can do it tomorrow night and the next night and see how long it stays there. Now, remember...
Now, where are we to look?
You're to look from southeast to southwest. It's the only star you can see besides the moon. I mean, it's as bright as the moon.
Right, so if I'm kind of standing, I should be looking kind of Galway direction.
You're looking from England, out that way. England over to the west. It's coming from east to west.
Right, okay. So if I'm in Dublin, I should be looking over towards Galway.
Yeah, still Astronomy Ireland tells you that it's Venus. But when I put the iPad app up, Venus is in a different location. Okay, that's it.
Mm.
So, look, it's up to you, whatever you want to do.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to remember where Venus is, because I've often seen it, and if I'm going down the M1 towards the tunnel, Venus is usually on my right.
Just everybody
up over Tala somewhere.
if anybody's on the Nice Road tomorrow night, or the Tala bypass, or any type of road that's heading up towards the west, or heading out looping direction towards the west, look out your left window. You can't miss it unless you're blind. And it's only when you zoom in so close. Remember when I zoom in?
The pictures are amazing, because I actually said that to Aisling. I wonder what sort of camera he's using, because they're very clear. Because I've even tried to take a picture of the moon with my iPhone. There's not a chance.
I bought the camera a couple of years ago, and it's fantastic. I mean, some of the things that you can see, it has infrared on it.
Yeah, it almost looks like a telescope.
Yeah, and the infrared things that I've seen flying across the sky, it makes the hairs on the back of your hand stand up.
I know there is, like, the satellites, there's International Space Station and all that kind of stuff, but this is not a sat. No,
I have an app on the iPad that gives me a message 10 minutes before the ISS passes my house. I can run out the back garden, I can zoom in, and I can see the shape of the H of the ISS. I can take a photograph of it, put it onto my iPad, zoom in, and see the ISS. So it's not the space station or nothing like that.
No, I know it's not, because it's clearly a planet of some description or a star.
You go, Niall.
I'm not,
sorry,
no, I'm not going anywhere. Go on, yeah.
When I zoom into the moon, I can't zoom in too close to it with the camera because it's so close. Now, remember, the moon is 234,000 miles away or something like that. And here's a Canon camera that can zoom in a quarter of a million miles away. I've actually taken the camera out the Hoth Head and tried to zoom over to Dunleary from Hoth, and it gets distorted, the height. Now, I understand there's probably heat and everything else. I know that.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to think that you can zoom into a crater on the moon.
Well, I always recommend to people, if you really want to see the stars, you have to go somewhere where there's no light pollution.
And so, that's where I live. So yeah. I don't have the red light over Dublin.
Yeah.
Anybody that lives in Kildare direction that see this perfect if they looked up, if they can't see it, there's something wrong with them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so it looks to me, now you're saying it's a star, but it does look like a planet.
It looks like a planet.
Yeah, and it kind of has these kind of circular, they look either like craters or circular
you
clouds.
You can see the marks going, you can see different markings on it as well.
Yeah.
And you have to take a screenshot of that.
And you're saying it's definitely not Venus?
100%. Yeah, 100%.
And I know it's not the moon. I know I can tell by looking at it, it's not the moon.
Get an expert to come on and talk about it, Niall, because I'm banging my head off the wall. I like watching things like this with the camera, and it's great when everyone has an answer to everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I rang you.
And why don't you email the bit? I'm sure there's websites that you could email it to, and, you know, experts, and say, what is this? Or can you tell me what this is, or where this is, or what the name of it is?
Yeah, I sent it over to Astronomy Ireland, and then I ended up going in and giving them a 1-star rating today.
because they never came back to you.
They never came back to me. And listen, I'm 48 years of age, Niall, and I can see it with my eyes.
And is it moving?
It's moving across the same as the moon moves across.
Right, okay, so it's...
the same way.
All right, okay, so it's in some sort of orbit.
But it's not spinning. And don't ask me.
Well, the moon doesn't spin either.
No, the moon doesn't spin. Listen, you can open up an app called SolarScope. SolarScope is a free app, and it'll show you in real time exactly where every planet is going to be in the next 100 years, technically. But it'll also show you that the moon doesn't spin. Venus doesn't spin. Mars spins. The Earth spins. And you know, so it learns you. There's a lot of things that we don't know.
Of course, yeah.
You know, but this is...
And we learn. There's loads of new planets as well that we didn't know about when we were kids in school. There's loads of new ones, yeah.
So the bottom line on it is that we're starting to believe now that there's billions and billions of planets out there. But as soon as somebody says, you reckon there's life on one of them, everyone shuts up then.
Well, the logical explanation is that we'd be very naive to assume that there isn't.
Listen, it's like if I mentioned, or you turn around and says, well, you know, chemtrails, the conspiracy theory. But a lot of people mightn't believe that.
Well, by the way, has just texted in, Boylan has been officially told not to talk about chemtrails. No, I just I've talked about it before and I don't want to talk about it again.
No, we won't talk about that conspiracy. Yeah. We'll talk about what we can see. Yeah, what we can see.
You sent me the picture, you've sent me the video. I've no doubt that you've seen it.
If anyone else has a camera, right, a decent, half-decent camera, go out and record it on a tripod tomorrow.
Oh, well, look, hold on now. See, Caroline has just texted in and she says, I live in Kinvara, County Galway, and I've seen it over the last few nights, and I've wondered what it is. It's not a star because it's bigger.
Yeah, it's definitely, you can definitely see it now. It's disappeared. I was on the Nace Road and it just disappeared in the last 20 minutes. And I'm coming back from the...
And when you say it's disappeared, what, just, is it too cloudy now? Or it couldn't have vanished? Well, it couldn't have vanished, Paul.
It probably is clouds that you can't see it now, but it was as bright as anything. And as I said...
Or it might be when the sun is going down on the other side of the planet, so to speak, and it's obviously still the casting light upwards. We don't see that light, obviously, because it's nighttime. But maybe that light is reflecting off it only at certain times. Maybe, I don't know.
Noel, remember, I haven't zoomed in 100% with the camera onto it. If I zoomed right in further than that, your eyes will pop out of your head because you'll be asking the question, how is he able to zoom in that far with a Canon camera? So is it a camera or is that getting closer to the Earth?
Yeah, somebody else is saying, I saw it in West Cork on Tuesday night.
So
it seems you're not gone mad, Paul.
No, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I've looked at every photograph of Venus from human beings.
I'm Googling here myself as I'm talking to you, and I'm looking at every planet, right?
Yeah, there's one like it.
No, the only one that kind of resembles it here, there's one, it says, Right, okay, that's not it, right? Venus is not it. Yeah. Now, there is a couple of pictures here of Venus that look different to the normal pictures you see. Now, these may be taken by NASA, where it looks like a kind of fiery ball, so to speak.
Noel, where's all the photographs of people with cameras taking photographs of it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see anyone else. So I'm the first person to send over that to anybody, because there isn't any other photographs like it.
The only one that looks close to it, Paul, and I'm looking at it because Venus looks very different in many different pictures that have been taken by NASA and by different amateurs, etc. And the only one close to it would be Venus. And from what we believe, the only other planet we can actually see from Earth with the eye or with a decent camera or telescope would be Venus. So, you're convinced,
I have video footage of Venus already. With the moons, with traveling with its moons, believe it or not, with the extra lens that I put onto the camera. I can show you that. I can send that over to you tomorrow.
Okay, we'll stay there. Sorry, stay there, Paul, for a second. Caroline, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Caroline, you saw it.
I did. I actually, about two nights ago, I was letting my dogs out to go to the toilet, well, kind of in the evening, and I seen it first at the moon. I thought, geez, what the heck is that? Because it kind of didn't look familiar. And then last night when I was out walking the dogs, I seen the same thing as I was coming towards it, say, like looking more towards the west. If I was walking more towards the west, kind of Clare direction, that the way.
So looking from Galway towards Clare.
Because I'm in Kinvera. So
yeah, but that's the same direction he's talking about, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I know what he means by when he says it disappeared, because I was walking the dogs down towards the quay and I seen it. And when I was coming back, it vanished.
Yeah.
As I said to you, that could be one of two things, either cloud or could be light. It could be
but
the sun's light.
But
what I'm saying to you, what happens, Caroline, sometimes with planets or stars or anything, is the light from the sun that we can't see anymore because it's nighttime, it's on the other side of the planet, is shining up at it. So that, then when the sun or when the planet Earth moves a bit more,
I'll tell you what I'll do tomorrow. Yeah. Noel, what I'll do tomorrow night, if the weather's good, is I'll have a drone, DJI drone. I'm going to send that up and record it. So,
that's not going to get you really any closer to it.
No, listen, when I knew I was getting the call tonight, I actually drove down to Kildare to follow it. And that's where I'm coming back from now, is the Curragh. I drove down from where I live down to the Curragh. And it just disappeared. Now, I understand what the other girl is saying, the clouds, or you can say the clouds flows past. But when a cloud, at some stage, it should pop back out again. It hasn't popped back
out. No, I know. What I'm saying is the light from the sun on the other side of the planet reflecting off it, it gives you an opportunity to see it. But then, when Earth moves, obviously you don't. But Caroline, can you describe what you saw? Because I have a picture here of it, right? Can you describe what you saw?
Well, basically, I was looking out as I was walking with my dogs, I kind of looked up, and you always admire the stars because it's so clear out here. There's no cloud cover either, and there's no kind of interference with light from the city. And it didn't look like a star, and it didn't look like a normal planet, because I've seen Venus and Mars, you know, sometimes you can see them. And I was looking at it thinking, first of all, was it a satellite or something? I was thinking it was falling towards us because I couldn't make it out really.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looked totally kind of like it didn't belong
brighter.
There.
It's definitely getting brighter, Noel. The last few nights.
I would agree with you. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I'm looking at some of the Twitter even responses. Now, we put it up on Twitter there. If you wanted to go to the Niall Boylan Show Twitter page, and one person says, "This is Venus when focused correctly. Paul needs to get a new app."
I don't know.
Paul, do you think you might be mistaken and it might be Venus? Because, Caroline, have you ever seen Venus?
Once before. Maybe, possibly. But it just looked different. It looked, I mean, at one stage it was... You could tell the distance is getting closer, if you get me.
Yeah.
You know, it does look,
Noel, I have more video footage there that I've taken tonight.
I'm not doubting your video footage, because I saw the video you sent to Aisling earlier on today.
Yeah, and as I said, I understand when I look at other videos of other people that have recorded it, it's not the same. There's other videos on YouTube of Venus that people have recorded with Nikon P1000 cameras. It's not the same. And let's get the expert on from Astronomy Ireland to speak about it.
We'll stay there for a second, because Nuala, you're on Classic Hits. How are you, Nuala?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, Nuala, how are you?
How are you, Niall?
You saw it.
Yeah, well, I think I saw it. Don't know. No, I only caught half the conversation there. I was in the car. And I only caught half the conversation. And it was just when I said, They're talking about the thing I saw there. I saw it last.
Oh, say that again. You're cutting off there. Say it again. You saw it last what?
Last night and the night before.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's when Paul said it was around. Okay,
yeah,
all right,
that's
okay.
I've seen it as well, yeah.
Yeah.
All week. It's been out since Monday night.
Well, you're breaking up. It's affecting your phone.
This is terrible. This phone. I know.
So what did you see, Nuala? What did it look like?
I was convinced it was a satellite.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I was walking up the road. It was on my left, and I said, "My God, that's a very bright." I thought it was an airplane. I said, "That's a very low flying airplane," but it was really bright. And then I thought, "It's a streetlight." No, it's not a streetlight. I said, "That's weird. Now that I've never seen a."
So it was bright. It was shining bright. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if.
Well, okay, but that kind of rules out Venus, because Venus doesn't shine. Venus is quite difficult to see. You have to kind of strain your eyes a bit to see Venus. And you normally only see Venus when the sun is going down. So, you know, at sundown, where you still have that little bit of red light in the sky.
Uh-huh.
That's normally when you'll see Venus.
This was probably 7 o'clock-ish, right?
Right, so okay.
It was
fairly dark. Yeah, proper dark. Yeah.
And this was pretty bright. Now, it could have been a satellite. It could have been, but it was a very low satellite.
And it was round.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It was like a big star.
Right, okay. And we all know, the biggest star in the sky is the North Star, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't ask.
Yeah, we all know what that looks like. Well, we prefer it. That's
juice.
Yeah, well, just up over Orion. That's over Orion's belt, isn't it, the North Star? Or to the right of the Orion's belt.
This is to the right. This is about an hour before Orion's belt actually hits the spot that you're looking at.
I know loads of people are going in their cars, "What's Orion's belt now?" If you look up into the sky, you will see three very faint stars.
Yeah.
And that's Orion's belt.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. This is intriguing me now, because now we all know you're not mad, Paul.
The reason why it's not Venus is because the markings, when you turn the photograph around, or don't look at the video, look at the JPEG. Turn that photograph around and you see the letters K. Oi.
On the planet?
On the planet. On the photograph.
Okay, I'm looking here then.
Turn the photograph around that I sent you and look at the letter K.
Is this an April Fool's?
No,
are you winding me up?
No, letter K.
Because I can actually say, now, I'm not just saying this, but I'm looking at the photograph that was sent to me, right? And you actually can. Now, that just might be the shape of the clouds, but you can see a KI upside down.
A KI.
I don't think there's somebody sending us a message.
No.
I think that might be just the distortion on the photograph.
Listen, there's nothing on Venus like that.
That's the point you're making. Yeah, there's no shape like that.
That's the point
they're
making. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Mercury. That they're trying to tell me it's Mercury. It's not Mercury.
Now, if you look at the edge of it, right, there does seem to be kind of, maybe there's a glare around the edge of it of tiny, you know, like if you see, you know, when you see the sun and you see these kind of flares.
You see the lines around the edge.
Like a gases or something like that. Yeah,
no, that sounds very much like what I was looking at.
Yeah.
What you're describing there now is it's very like what I was looking at now.
So we've tagged Astronomy Ireland there. And to be honest with you, Paul, I was thinking that, you know, we were not going to believe you when you come on. I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to be straight with you. But in saying that, you know, with so many people texting in now saying, you know, Mick here as well in Cork, who said that he saw it as well.
Tomorrow night, tune in and make sure you look up southeast coming across the southwest. You can't miss it. It's the fourth star that came out that was as bright as the moon.
Yeah. Definitely. It was definitely as bright as the moon. Yeah, definitely. If not brighter.
And another thing as well, Noel, when I zoom into it with the camera, it's nearly the same zoom that I get with the moon. That's over our head right now, the second. If you look up now.
Yeah, well, to clarify, by the way, the moon in itself is not bright. It's the light from the sun, because the moon doesn't have any light, you know. Yeah, but
the point is, it looks the same.
The same,
from the moon.
Yeah. Well, but stay there, because, hang on. Kevin, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Kevin?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Kevin, now, you allegedly, you know a lot about the sky.
Well, I have an app on my phone called Heavens Above, and I use it. It's a star map. And it says Venus is that's very bright. Venus is actually the brightest object in the sky. Now, I hope you don't mind me correcting you. The pole star is actually where True North is, and you find that through. It's nowhere near Orion. It's the other side of the sky.
Right. So this is the North Star. So if I was looking at Orion, the North Star. No, I did say it was north. It was right of us, to the right of us.
Yeah. Well, basically, if you look at Orion, the top left-hand shoulder is a bright star called Betelgeuse. And the bottom right-hand corner, like the movie, is a planet called Rigel. Now, most of the names of the stars are actually either Arabic or in Latin, you know?
Right.
But Venus is certainly the brightest thing in the sky. But however, I have tracked the last couple of days now. The International Space Station goes over and has done for the last three nights. And that follows.
But now I'm looking. This is not the International Space Station. I'm looking at the picture here. Sorry, Kevin.
Yes.
That Paul sent me, and he sent it with a good camera, and it's a really good photograph. This is a. It looks like a planet. It's not a space station.
Yes. No, I'm just saying the International Space Station actually moves.
Yeah, of course. I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, because of the curvature of the Earth, it actually does sometimes, depending on its orbit, it looks like a letter C, if you know what I mean. Like it goes in a crescent shape.
Yeah.
But that travels at 26,000 miles an hour and is actually the size of Croke Park. But I had an interesting one night. I was coming through Dundrum years ago and I got a notification on my phone that the International Space Station was going over.
Yeah.
I pulled over the car at the side of the road, and it was a night that was actually a full moon, and the actual space station went right across the front of the full moon.
So you could see the silhouette of it, basically, yeah?
No, you couldn't, because you went from a bright object in a dark sky to across the front of a bright object, which you couldn't see, and then far side. But I just thought, how about that for being at the right place?
Okay, let me get back to Paul's planet here, okay? So Paul has said he's seen this planet. Looking from Dublin, you need to look over towards the west. Correct. And I'm going by everybody here. Nuala, I don't know, she's in Blanchardstown.
Southeast to southwest.
Yeah.
Southeast
and Caroline Salt in Galway, looking towards Clare. Yeah. So that kind of ties in what Paul is saying. So kind of southeast, what did you say, Paul? Southwest.
Southeast to southwest.
Yeah.
Problem. Southeast to southwest.
Yeah. Right, so have you any ideas, Kevin?
That still is Venus. You know, and it's funny.
I'm looking at the one, Paul. Now, yeah. I know nothing about planets, right? But I'm looking at the picture Paul sent me, and I have on my screen about 20 different pictures of Venus here, and all of them look a little bit different, in fairness. Some of them are taken by NASA, and they look more realistic with, I suppose, flames and all sorts of carry on. And none of them look like the picture he's just sent me.
Right. Well, I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen the picture, but I do know that object is Venus. And if you go onto any star map, that gives you a map of the sky at the current time. It would show at this stage, it's probably set at this stage. But it's the brightest object in the sky.
Sorry.
I use the apps, Noel, and the Venus is in a different part of the sky over towards the, let me see, north, south. So hang on a second. If I look to the west, so northwest is where Venus is on Starwalk and Solar Scope.
And that would be right, because I've often seen Venus, as I said, coming down the M1. As I go to the tunnel, it'll be on the right-hand side up in the sky, looking down towards kind of Cork, Limerick-ish, or looking over towards Limerick, right? So I know where Venus is in the sky.
Yeah.
And I think Kevin would probably agree with that. That's where it is.
Because it's set at this stage now.
Yeah.
So when you hold up the iPad in real time, and the sun is on the screen, there's the sun in the exact same location. Every one you look at is in real time. Except this. So, don't ask me what it is.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of a thing called iridium flare?
No.
Right. Well, the iridium flare is, I think there's about 90 Motorola satellites travelling around the Earth to do a polar orbit. And these apps are so good that every now and again, one of these satellites actually goes into direct sunlight. So, you can set it up on your app that it'll actually give you a notification where and what part of the sky to actually look at. So it lights up for a couple of seconds and then goes back into darkness as it continues on its route. So I'm sure, you know, at some stage people would have maybe mistaken one of these things as a UFO.
No, hello.
Well, somebody else has said it could be, I think maybe there's a wind-up, it could be Uranus if higher than Venus. No, maybe he's being serious. So Uranus would be higher than Venus is the point he's making. But you wouldn't see Uranus from
there. Depending on how flexible you are, Noel. Keep one foot in the ground at all times.
But you know, I mean, I don't know. But lads, you don't see Uranus from the planet. on the planet Earth, do you? No, you don't.
Not unless you have a mirror.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say these things, or do you want me to keep it PG?
Huh? It's after 9 o'clock, you're grand.
It's after 9 o'clock, okay, grand.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking here. People are sending screen grabs and all sorts of carry on. Now, I can't. Unfortunately, you're sending it in to me by text, so I can't see it as a text, or maybe you can send it by WhatsApp.
No, I'll just get people to come out if they have a camera tomorrow and stick it on a tripod if they have one and record it. Just have a look at it as well. And
hopefully it'll be a clear night.
Well, I'll tell you what. By the way, Nuala and Caroline, if you see it again, will you take a picture and send it to us?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Right, because sure. I even if it's only with your phone or whatever, just to give you an idea, yeah. Because I want to see if it's the same thing Paul has seen. All right?
Yeah. It was there last night, Niall, because I was watching out for the International Space Station. And it went over just before 8 o'clock in the evening.
That's right.
And it was quite low on the horizons, and it went between the International Space Station went between Venus and the Moon.
Well, can I say something to you? I was never really interested in the stars until about 2 years ago. And where my partner lives, there's no light pollution.
Wonderful.
And on a good clear night, particularly a good cold clear night, right? When you stand in the back garden and you focus on the sky. And you can see all the obvious stars, but when you stay focused for a second or two and don't move, all the other ones start to come into view. And I never realised there were so many.
Beautiful.
There are thousands of them.
Well, I think we should have an international lights out day, even just for half an hour, to turn out all unnecessary lighting so that people do have an opportunity to take a look at the night sky without the light pollution.
It's amazing what you can see with your like with the camera that you can't see with your eyesight.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. All right, listen, guys. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, thank you very much indeed. All right. For drawing attention to it. I'm sure now everybody's out going to be looking at the skies. If you're driving a car, by the way, don't do it.
We never got to talk about UFOs, Niall.
Another night, Paul. Another night. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work, Paul. See ya.
Absolutely. Good luck. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go, Paul. He's obviously not telling lies. He took a picture of it. He sent us the picture. He sent us the video today. He wanted to come on the air and talk about it and make sure he hasn't gone mad and that other people seen it. And clearly loads of people are texting in and they've all seen it. Yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's a kind of planet. It looks like a planet. He reckons it may be a star, although Kevin thinks it's Venus. I'm looking at a picture of Venus and it doesn't look like Venus. But have a look at it yourself. We've put it up on our Twitter account. And if you go to the Niall Boylan Show Twitter account, you will see it there, all right?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.